Number 7. How much are you willing to pay? A.
I paid in monthly installments.
B.
Yes, I already paid for it.
C.
No more than $50.
Number 8.
I'm interested in acquiring some new property.
A. For what purpose? B. It covers 3 acres. C. He'll probably do that. Number 9.
Did you hear that Jason Woodruff is resigning?
A. He's in accounting. B. That's news to me. C. 20 years on the job. Number 10.
Have you asked if we're receiving bonuses this December?
A.
We get paid more for overtime work.
B.
Larger than last year's.
C.
I'll inquire at today's staff meeting.
Number 11. Where should I place the toner cartridges? A.
In the cabinet by Steve's desk.
B.
No, the copier doesn't need toner.
C.
Right, 10 double-sided copies.
Number 12.
There's a package for you in the mail room.
A. Thanks for mailing those letters. B. Yes, he's going to sign for it. C. I wonder who sent me something. Number 13.
Why don't we reschedule the demonstration?
A. Many people are demonstrating outside. B. Next Monday is fine with me. C. No, that's not on the schedule. Number 14. More people than expected applied for the job. A.
At least 70 applicants.
B.
Great, he's perfect for the job.
C.
Let's determine who's qualified.
Number 15.
When can we expect to receive the shipment?
A.
Down at the harbor.
B.
No later than Thursday.
C.
We'll charge it to your account.
Number 16. Who is supposed to interview the next candidate? A.
She's coming at 1:30.
B.
I didn't see his resume.
C.
Jennifer, I believe.
Number 17. How often does the machine require maintenance? A.
It cost more than $5,000.
B.
Twice a month.
C.
Yes, I require some assistance.
Number 18.
I'm heading down to the cafeteria in a few minutes.
A.
I'll go with you if you don't mind.
B.
A ham and cheese sandwich, please.
C.
I hope you enjoyed your meal.
Number 19.
Are we being permitted to attend next week's conference?
A. From the 9th to the 11th. B. You'd better ask Mr. Swan. C. That's right, it's in Dallas. Number 20.
Which employee is responsible for ordering supplies?
A. Dana's party was a big surprise. B. We need more paper and folders. C. Call Russ at extension 87. Number 21. It looks like there's road construction up ahead. A.
2 blocks ahead on Rose Avenue.
B.
Yes, I rode here on the bus.
C.
I know a detour we can take.
Number 22.
Is there a table available in the window?
A. No, but there's one by the kitchen. B. Of course, I can open the window. C. 4 people at around 7:30. Number 23. Could you tell me where I can park my vehicle? A.
I only use public transportation.
B.
Try the public lot on Desmond Avenue.
C.
Yes, we're all meeting in the park.
Number 24.
Doesn't the company cover all travel expenses?
A.
So long as you provide receipts.
B.
It's not covered by the warranty.
C.
An upcoming trip to Singapore.
Number 25.
We ran into a problem while analyzing the data.
A. I haven't completed the analysis. B. Would you care to go into more detail? C. The date today is June 11th. Number 26.
Who forgot to clean the employee lounge?
A.
Down the hall on the left.
B.
I haven't been there all day.
C.
Employees often eat snacks there.
Number 27.
Why did Mr. Yates request a transfer to Denver?
A. I used to live there in the past. B. Sure, I can transfer your call. C. He wants to be near his hometown. Number 28. I can pick up the German clients if you want. A.
Perfect. Here's their flight schedule.
B.
Sorry, but I've never been to Germany.
C.
We are close to making a deal with them.
Number 29.
Isn't the commercial going to air tomorrow night?
A.
It cost a lot of money to produce.
B.
Yes, at 9 on the local channel.
C.
How did viewers like it?
Number 30. Something in this room smells unpleasant. A.
Actually, it's a really nice day.
B.
Yeah, it is pretty small.
C.
I'll open a couple of windows.
Number 31.
Mr. Williamson is able to work this weekend, isn't he?
A.
From 9 to 6 every day.
B.
He's employed in the R&D department.
C.
Only if he gets paid overtime rates.